Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, it's me, T, and you on live with Fox with T. So, hey everybody, good evening. It is January the 8th, and today is Sunday, and welcome to another episode of Talks with T. It's me, T, I'm your host. And I just want to thank everybody for joining in to the episode tonight. It's going to be fun. It's exciting. It's a new year, new you, which is a little slogan that a lot of people say, new year, new me. It's a new year. I'm not putting up with the same things I put up with last year. And, you know, usually at the beginning of a new year, that's when all these types of things go into effect. So if that's you and you have some new things that you're going to be doing for this year and you want to share them with me or you want to get my opinion on something, I want you to call in for tonight's episode. The number to call in is going to be 713-955-0683. Again, the number is 713-955-0683. So, a lot of times at the beginning of the year, people, again, they get excited, you know, they're like, oh, I can't wait till next year. It's like a fresh start. It's like a renewed type of thing that they have. They're like, you know, they feel the fresh air in their face and they're like, oh, I can't wait. You know, I'm going to start good. Everything's going to be a brand new slate, a clean slate. I'm going to get rid of the old people that was in my life. You know, I'm cutting them off, starting the next year. Starting 2017, it's going to be on and popping. I'm going to be doing X, Y, and Z, and I'm not putting up with this guy. Me and him going to break up. If he don't get his stuff together by the time next year comes, it's over between us, those types of things. So I was looking up some stuff and about, you know, New Year's resolutions and what are some things that people – you know, what are the top things that people put on their New Year's resolutions list when it comes to making them? And what do you guys think the number one thing that people are always saying, okay, when the new year hits, this is the first thing that I'm going to do? What do you guys think it is? Well, I'm here to tell you. The number one thing that people are always saying when the new year hits, this is what I'm going to do, is lose weight and hit the gym. Yes, I know you thought that, and yes, you were right. Lose weight and hit the gym is like the number one thing that people are always saying, oh, I can't wait till the new year because I'm going to just start fresh. I'm going to get my body back ready for summer. When summer 17 hits, I'm going to be looking right because I'm starting in January to do my diet and my exercise. That's what a lot of people say. And another thing that people tend to say when it's the new year, they say they're going to quit smoking. Yes, my friends, that is on the list too, which that's usually – those two are kind of usually the top two things that people say – they want to start doing when the new year hits. They're going to keep on smoking, but then as soon as the new year hit, I'm going to stop smoking, which that most of the time, I'm sorry to say, that kind of lasts like maybe 2 weeks, 2 days sometimes. I mean, that's a hard one. I commend anybody who says that one right there is one that they're going to start doing because, you know, that's an addiction. It's very hard for people to stop smoking, so I commend them on that. It's also hard for people to lose weight also. So the fact that you even start, the first part of anything is getting started, and that it goes to show, for me also, the first part of anything is getting started. So I said, you know what, last year, this same time is when I started my first webisode blog, you should say, of Talks with T. And so when this year hit, I said, you know what? I need to do Talks with T again because I really wanted to, you know, get myself out there. I was afraid Number one, I was afraid to advertise what I was doing because, you know, there's a lot of naysayers, there's a lot of haters out there, and I tend to have thick skin. People view me as a tough girl at times. You know, I'm a mother of four. I have four beautiful children. Three of them are adults. Shout out to my daughter, Khadija. She turned 18 years old yesterday. And so I tend to, people view me like as I'm kind of tough. You know, I'm from Jersey. Shout out to Jersey. And the thing is that I am, but then again, when it comes to something like this that I'm doing, I'm kind of shy. I'm kind of like, oh, do I really want to put myself out there? So I said, my thing for the new year was, I said, you know what? I'm just going to do it. And you know what my husband told me? My husband told me, he said, Tamara, I said, you do your Talks with T show every night, every day. Don't miss any days. And even if nobody is listening, even if nobody hears you, that's just your preparation. And so I thought about that, which I've said that to people before too. Like, this is nothing new to me. I have heard this before. But I said, you know what, T, you really need to do it. Take his advice. Do what he's saying. Take your own advice. Because you give people the motivational advice all the time. But when it comes to me giving it to myself or taking it myself, it's kind of hard. I sometimes need a push, too. I need somebody in my corner, too. Thank goodness that I have him in my corner, you know, encouraging me along with what I want to do, even though at times it might seem silly to him, but he's still there for me, and that's so sweet of him, and I love him for that. Anyway, so New Year is also a chance for people to pursue those dreams that you might have been had on the back burner, and, you know, you want to say, well, it's New Year resolution. I can say that, you know, I'll wait till the New Year, and I can use that as an excuse to start it, like, you know, kind of like me a little bit. But I'm here to tell you, you don't have to wait till the new year to start doing whatever it is that you want to do. You can do it now. You can do it at that time, whenever you think of it. And just don't be afraid and just go out there and make it happen for yourself. It is scary, but you know what someone once told me? That even when something seemed, or they said, that thing that is scary to you most likely is the thing that you really are supposed to be doing. And I'm like, what? That makes so much sense. I mean, to me it did. It makes a lot of sense. Like, what is that? You know, because that's the thing that's going to push you. So use that. Use that fear to push you to get to where you want to go. So that's the whole thing with resolutions. And another thing that I thought was interesting on the top 10 New Year's resolutions that I was reading was that kind of goes along with pursuing your dreams is a lot of people will say, I'm going to find me a better job. I'm going to get out of this, which I've been saying that, no lie. I've been saying that for the past 7 years. In 2008, we moved here to Houston, Texas, from Trenton, New Jersey. Shout out to Trenton. And when we moved here, we did not know anybody. We have no family here whatsoever. All our family is in Jersey. And so we moved here with nothing, no jobs, no house, no nothing. Basically, what happened was, I took a week off vacation for work. My husband already had the bright idea. He's like, you know what? We need to move to Houston. Jersey's not doing too good in the economy. This is what we need to do. So me, you know, I'm an adventurous person, you know. I'm like, okay, well, let's do it. Because, you know, back in the late 90s, we moved. We were like 21, you know, something like that, 20, 21 years old. And we moved to St. Petersburg, Florida from New Jersey. We tried it. And, you know, we were there for a year or two. And that didn't work out too well. So we moved back to Jersey. So, you know, fast forward to 2008. We decided, you know what, we're going to take a chance and we're going to try it again. We're going to move to Houston this time. So we drove down with nothing. You know, we just drove down. We stayed in a hotel and we formulated a plan. He was like, okay, I'm going to come. He said, you secure the place. So I secured the house and and then we got that set up. So I had enough for a deposit, and the lady worked with me. She was real good. She worked with me. I gave her enough for a deposit for the place to hold the place for me for 1 month. I said, I will be back in a month. And at that time, he didn't have a job. So what he did was he took that whole week and he found him a job. And so it was me and him and my son. And so my son Michael came with us when we originally left. And I left the girls with their godmom, Lynn. And so when he got the job, I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to go back to Jersey. I'm going to go work for the next month to get our money up even more. And then I'll be moving down in September. So that's exactly what we did. I left him and my son here to fend for themselves while I went back to Jersey for the girls. And then when my time was up, I gave my 2 weeks notice at my job. And I gave them more than 2 weeks. I gave my month's notice. And I said, listen, in a month, I'm moving to Houston. You know, this is what it's going to be. And so when that time came, I packed up as much as I could in my car. And me and the girls woke up 5 o'clock in the morning and we drove and we kept going. And, you know, we drove about 12, 14 hours and then we slept over in somewhere in Tennessee. And then woke up the next morning and we trekked on to Houston. And so, and I haven't looked back since. Now, I didn't want the job that I have. I say all that to say, I came down here and I said, you know what? I don't want to work for this particular company because I had worked for them in the past, but I knew I could get a job with them. But that is not the job that I wanted because I know that they were going to work me to the bone. So when I came here, I purposely did not seek employment at that particular company. I wanted to work for a different company. But needless to say, that's the only company that was giving me a job. So, you know, my fear kicked in, and I was like, well, I have to get a job. I have to work. So I wound up working for that company. And by me working for that company, I'm still working for that company. And so I pretty much, I felt like I'm stuck, and like every year for the past 7 years that I've been working for them, I'm like, oh, next year I gotta find me a job. Like, I gotta get out of this. I gotta get me another position. That's always my New Year's resolution, and I'm still there for now, seriously this time, because this is ridiculous. I know what I envision. I know what I see myself. I know how I see myself. And so using that motivation, I feel like if I really, really tune into that, I'm going to get there no matter what. And so I just say all that to say, you know, with your dreams and with your aspirations, whatever it is, just try your best to go for it. Be more positive. That gets you a lot further than all the can't and this and that. You know, for Christmas break, let's talk about what I did for Christmas break. Let me give you the number to call in again in case you didn't catch that and you're tuning in right now. That number is going to be 713-955-0683. 1-800-283. Call in. Let's talk about what, if anything, you did on Christmas break. So me and my family, we decided, you know what, it's time. You know, we haven't all been back as a family to New Jersey in a long time. So my daughter, who's 19, she's in her second year of college, she says, Mom, I really want to go to New York. She has this thing where she feels like she wants to live there one day. Don't ask me why. I have no idea where she gets this from. She just loves the energy, I guess. She just sees it and just wants to be like, this is me. I belong in New York. I'm like, okay. So what we did was we planned it out. We said, okay, we're going to go. My husband had been working up near New York. He was working in Connecticut, staying in near New York at his sister's house. So he was commuting from there to Connecticut for about 3 months or more. So we said, okay, let's do it. We're going to make a family trip, go see everybody, bring the kids, go back home and see the family in New Jersey. And so we're there, and we get there, and we go to New York, and we are acting like tourists as if we have never been there before. We're taking pictures. We're eating at every food truck we can. I couldn't wait to get a hot dog. Like, seriously, that was the highlight of the trip. I had about 3 hot dogs, okay? They were so good. And so we're all around sightseeing and stuff, and then we were there. We did 3 days back and forth to New York. And so the other time was spent with family in New Jersey. And so, you know, you get around a certain group of people. And I'm still, you know, I've been back since, what was that, Wednesday? This week just passed. I've been back since Wednesday. So that's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I've been back for 4 days. Still can't shake this feeling of just blah, like seriously blah. It was draining. It was draining physically. It was draining emotionally. It was just absolutely draining. And so I really don't know how to get myself back on that track of my happy space. I just feel so blah. It's gloomy over there. You know, it's dirty. I'm sorry. I mean, I love my city. I'm proud of my city. I love where I'm from. But it is. It's kind of dirty and old. And since I've been living over here, you know, I'm not really all the way used to that no more. I am, but then I say to myself, I couldn't live like that anymore because it's just not me, not to say that I'm all, you know, new and stuff. But the fact of the matter is I just don't. So anyway, my mom's there and my sisters and everybody. And so, you know, connecting again with my mom and having her see the kids at this age that they are, that was, you know, pretty awesome. But, you know, family getting together, especially during the holidays, with your family, it can be a bit difficult. When your family hasn't seen you for a while, for me, they look at me like, who she thinks she is? I'm not even going to lie to you. That's how they do me a lot of times. And it's very weird. Not really because I expect it, but it's like, come on, we all family. Like, I haven't changed. I'm still the same girl. I'm still the same girl I was then. And even when I was home, even when I was living over there, I still wanted to live a certain kind of way. So, no, that part of me has not changed. But y'all didn't notice that I wanted to live a certain kind of way. But I always did, you know, and I carried myself in a certain kind of way. So the fact that now I don't live there anymore and they feel like, oh, she's doing so much better than us, probably, I don't know. But it gives off a weird vibe. So it was kind of a weird energy type of space that I was in during the visits and stuff like that. I mean, you know, I love my family. You know, your family's your family regardless. You know, you don't choose who your family is. You know, you're just born into it. So you have to accept those people, flaws and all, and, you know, they accept you because that, you know, they love you. So, you know, during the break, that's a little bit of what we did. And the kids really, really enjoyed themselves. They loved going back and forth to New York and, you know, eating all the different things and seeing Times Square. And we went to Rockefeller Center. And we just had a really, really good time over there. And then, you know, my in-laws, we stayed over their house, and they just were feeding us like crazy. They have the best hospitality. My husband, he is Puerto Rican. He comes from a Puerto Rican family. So when we get together, you know, first of all, everybody, you know, they love me and I love them. Shout out to my family. And so when we get together, it's just a lot of fun. It's a lot of food. Everybody, you know, my mother-in-law, she is 83 years old, I believe. My father-in-law is like 86. But they are still very, very strong. And the hospitality is out of this world. They do not treat you like a stranger. They always treat you good. They treat you like family. They will feed you until you are completely stuffed and cannot eat anymore. And so I love, love, love. It's kind of like a bit – It's kind of similar to me to like a big Italian family, because just all the love and the food and the people getting together, it's just fabulous. I just love it, because my family is not like that. So, you know, I'm glad that I have that example, you know, for my kids and for myself, you know, and for them to share with their kids of, you know, how it could be, you know, when you have your families together when they grow up and they get older. And so I love it, and it's just great. And I also feel like it's important to share certain things with your family. You know, we could have stayed in Houston for the holiday. I mean, we've been doing it for the past 7-8 years here, without going home for any holidays. But for this year, we just really felt like it was time. The kids were old enough to actually remember, you know, New York, because the other times they went, they can't really remember. I'm like, well, you've been here a bunch of times, but you don't remember it. So because they don't remember, that's like all the times they've been to Disney. They've been to Disney World several times, at least three or four times. They don't remember it because they were young. So that's going to be next on our list. Shout out to Disney. So this time they were old enough to remember, you know, sharing the sights, sharing everything that was going on. So we had an awesome time, an awesome time. So that was just a little glimpse as to what we did on our Christmas break, and also some of the resolutions that people come up with for the new year when the new year starts. So, again, I just want to thank everybody for listening and for tuning in to my show this evening. Look out for the show tomorrow. I'll advertise it on my Snap, which is the same hashtag or logo. My Snap is Tam Talks with T3. That's my Snap, Talks with T3. And my Instagram is Talks with T, or Every Woman T. And also my Facebook is Tamara. Okay, so again, I just want to thank you all for tuning in to my show. It's going to be a great 2017, without a doubt. It's going to be an awesome year, as is my prediction for everybody else. You know, it is what you make it. Life exactly is what you make it. If you want to make it good and you want to make the best out of every situation, turn every negative into a positive, you can do it. You just have to be focused enough to do it. You just have to want to do it. You have to want change. You have to want good things to happen to you. If you're in a woe is me type of a person, like, oh, I can't do X, Y, and Z. Oh, I can't do this. I can't do that. Or I don't know how. Then that's what you're going to get. So it's what you put in it is what you get out of it. So I want you all to put forth your most positive, your most best effort with everything that you do this year. And I want you to soar, and I want you to be successful, and I want you to spread that love. I want you to spread that kindness. I want you to spread that goodness. I want you to pay it forward. I want you to do random acts of kindness. It doesn't hurt to make somebody else feel good. And making another person feel good, you in turn feel good. So I want you to take time out to do something nice for somebody else. And guess what? Not expect anything in return. Because at the end of the day, your blessings will come when you least expect it. All you have to do is have faith and believe that they will. So, again, I just want to thank everybody for tuning in, and I want you to tune in tomorrow and join me for another episode of Talks with T. I'm T, and I just want to say peace and love. Thank you.